We're talking today with Jeff Jeronic of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Jeff has been heavily involved in helping out with the ranchers that have been hit hard by the wildfires of early March of this year. And Jeff, I know that as you've been able to get out, you've been spending quite a few days, almost every week, out working with a lot of the ranchers that have been impacted. Kind of give us an update of what's going on right now.
Yeah, you bet, Ron. The foundation has been going up there about 2 days a week. And what we're seeing right now is the main focus is around fence, trying to get the old burnt fence torn out and trying to get some new fence in place. It's starting to green up a little bit, especially on the outskirts of the fire, kind of the bottom lands. Those sand hills, though, they're struggling. They need some more rain. Anytime we do get a little green up there, strong winds come by and kind of cut off that fresh growth. But it's making a turnaround. It's starting to improve. Each rain we get, spirits get better and better up there, and as we get some more fence replaced, everybody's attitudes improves as well.
I know that, of course, we lost quite a few cattle. I guess what most of the disposals well, you know, been done for quite a while. What are guys doing? Are they starting to think about trying to rebuild some of those herds?
I think the thought's there. Just the resources aren't there quite yet. Just due to the amount of loss with fencing and the dollars that it's going to take to replace those. Plus, a lot of guys are waiting on that livestock indemnity program check for those losses. So the desire's there. But we've still got to wait just a little bit, make sure we get those grasses established so we don't overgraze, get the fences rebuilt, and then get the funds, of course, to buy those replacements.
Now, I guess there are a couple of these federal programs that are fairly quick turnaround and some others that'll take a while, right?
Yeah. For the most part, they're trying to do it as quick as they can. The deadlines are approaching. Most guys have already submitted those applications. And so hopefully the turnaround will be very quickly. We're getting ready to distribute the funds from the foundation. So the goal behind that was to wait till guys got their federal aid applications submitted. And then we could kind of come in and fill in the gaps, fill in the holes that are left.
Now let's talk a little bit about that application process, because your deadline is just right now, 1st of May. Have you gotten quite a few applications?
We've gotten quite a few, Ron, but to be honest with you, we had those fire meetings up there immediately after the fire, and we had between 300 and 400 people in attendance there, and we haven't gotten near that many applications. So I'm hoping there's a bunch in the mail, that they're on their way, but we've been trying to encourage everybody to apply. As you said, the deadline is May 1st. They need to be postmarked by May 1st, so they've got just a little bit of time left to get that filled out. It's a very short, simple application. It's a one-pager. Doesn't take long at all to do. They've answered those questions a million times on all the federal apps, mm-hmm. so they know the answers. So it shouldn't take them very long to get that filled out, sent in to us. And if guys don't fill those out, we don't know they exist, so we can't send them a check for funds. So we really need them to get that sent in to us.
So at this point, postmarked by May 1st, or they can fax it, or they can email it in, right?
That's right. They can fax it into our office. All of our information is on our website, okcattlemen.org. The application's there. There's a fax number there. There's my email there. So everything's there. They can also go to the county extension office, and they can print it out there. They can help them fill it out if they have questions, and certainly then they can direct them to me if they have any questions on those applications. But regardless of the size of loss, Ron, these guys need to submit those applications. I've had a few people out in the country tell me, well, you know, I didn't lose any cattle, so I wasn't going to apply. We need you to still apply. Even if you only lost a quarter mile of fence or a little bit of some standing forage, you're still eligible. Even if you're not a producer, if you're a landlord, because the landlords are responsible for the fencing, mm-hmm. they're eligible to apply as well. So, and it doesn't have to be a family application. If there's different entities within that family, they can all submit an application as well.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the funds as they've come in. It seems like you initially we had $200,000 to $300,000 fairly quickly, and then it just continued to grow.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. You know, immediately we got a lot of small donations that came in and got us to a couple $100,000, which we thought was phenomenal. You know, last year through the Anderson Creek fire, we kind of got our feet wet on that disaster, and we had only received about $40,000-$50,000 on that deal. So we were just ecstatic to get 100 $200,000. And as you said, it has just grown since then. Donations have came in from all across the states. Some of them are small donations, a few dollars, and they'll put in a note, hey, this is all I can do. And then some of them are very significant and have came in from corporations or just private individuals that had a lot of money that they could spare.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to the monies, we'll talk about the money here in just a moment, but you've also had a lot of in-kind donations really from the 6th of March right on to today.
Yeah, we have. I don't even know how many loads of hay have came in. We've had a lot of volunteers coming in. Jim Hilton up there at Knowles is coordinating a lot of the volunteers and doing a phenomenal job. We've got those booked through the end of May. I had a lot of fencing supplies come in. Last count I had, we've distributed over 30 miles of fence to about 65 different individuals, and we still have more fencing supplies that are coming. We've gotten semi-loads of pipe. You name it, we've gotten it, and it all helps.
As far as the cash is concerned, give me kind of an update on where we are on that.
Right now, we're sitting between $1 and $1.1 million. We still have some outstanding checks that are coming in. As you know, with some of the corporate checks, the paperwork takes a little bit of time to come in. So we have some checks that we've been promised that just haven't arrived. But we have surpassed the $1 million mark, and it's still growing. Every day, more and more funds are coming in.
With that May 1st deadline, once you get those applications in, you're going to be sorting through them and looking and trying to basically equitably dole out that money, right?
Yeah, we are. And that becomes a real challenge, Ron. You know, as you know, everybody's loss is different, and every loss is significant to that individual or that family. And $1 million sounds like a lot, but when we're considering the amount of damage, the amount of devastation, $1 million just doesn't go very far. And so to try to get that distributed in an equitable manner is very difficult.
Of course, the various foundations and groups that have been raising money, this is going to be about the first money that gets out there from these private donations.
It will be. A lot of the other organizations, they've got a deadline of June 1st. We really wanted to try to get our funds out within 90 days from the event. So June 6th is kind of our deadline that we want to get the vast majority of these funds into producers' hands. That also gave them plenty of time to submit those federal applications, as we discussed earlier. Mm-hmm. So that way we can get them money just as quick as we possibly can. But we're hoping some more funds will still continue to come in. So if we get more money in after this first round of distribution, we may do a second round. Of course, it won't be near as big, but I've tried to tell producers, don't count on that second round. Mm-hmm. Get your applications in now, because we may not get any more in. This may be kind of the end of it.
Right. You know, as you've talked with guys, if you've talked with producers, you know, and folks that have come in from other states to help, give me one story that just really is stuck in your mind.
Well, you know, we've had the opportunity to give different individuals a lot of different things, and everybody's grateful for what they do get, and they appreciate it so much, regardless of the amount or the quantity. But just this week, we were up in the area, and Devon Energy had donated a couple of pickups out of their fleet. And so we got to go around and pass off the keys to some individuals that had lost pickups, had lost their homes, had lost pretty much everything. And so to be able to hand them a set of keys and say, look, guys, it's yours free and clear. We hope it works for you. We hope it'll do you some good. And just to see them overcome with emotion and so appreciative. And they're at a loss for words. They just don't know what to say. And a lot of them feel like, you know, we've already been given so much. And here the support and the help continues to come in. So that's something that's really neat to see and very neat to experience. Mm-hmm. Another example is being with the foundation and getting to receive these checks. Everybody includes notes or cards or scripture to let us know that they're thinking about us, that they're praying for us and for the individuals affected. Well, there was an envelope that came in from Wisconsin. And it was a family they sent. I think it was about a $50 check, which is very much appreciated. But the kids, they had three kids, and they all drew a card. And one of the kids wanted to send some of their money. And so they taped a dollar bill into one of those cards. And, you know, if that doesn't get you a little choked up, I don't know what will. But that's also where I like to tell people that every single dollar counts. And that dollar's going to go back out to a victim. And it's going to help them in some way or some form.
Right. Of course, if some folks want to still give something, they can, again, go to your website.
They certainly can. We're going to keep that online even after the funds are distributed for a little while in case people still feel led to give. We'll keep giving the money out as long as it's coming in. So they can go to that website, okcattleman.org, or if they want to write a check, they can mail it into our office at P.O. Box 82395, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73148.